Brett Hollander back here from the Castle on WBAL, joined now by the Ravens' first-year defensive coordinator, Chuck Pagano. And, Chuck, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Right off the practice field on what's become a pretty hot afternoon. Good day of practice?
Yeah, it was really good. Again, energy's great. The spirit's great. I mean, they're working hard. It's a grind. This time of year is a grind on everybody. But they come out and they push each other and play at a high level and try to get better every day.
Now, you follow in a long line of a very proud tradition here when it comes to being the DC of the Baltimore Ravens. And you, like your predecessors, walks into a situation where Ray Lewis is in the middle of the defense. Is that a commie effect? Is that a, well, I sleep a little easier at night moment?
Absolutely. Yeah, we all sleep good. And, you know, all those coordinators had the same guy. So I'm sure they all slept good and they've done a great job. And, you know, having, you know, the veterans like Ray and Ed and Suggs and Double J and Elodie, I can go on and on and on and on. And, you know, you mix that with the young group, young guys that we brought in here, it's, you know, it's very comforting.
Is it the best DC job in the league?
Oh, absolutely. We got the greatest players in the league by far. They're great men. They got great attitudes. They're tough as nails. I mean, they play like Ravens. They got all the Raven traits, you know. They study the game. They're accountable. They care about each other. And they die for one another.
Now, one thing that this defense, it's apparent to me, two things they really have going forward that maybe the last few have not had. One is a lot more youth in the front seven, guys that are ready to go now. Sergio Kindle, of course, couldn't play last year, and the development of a Terrence Cody and a Paul Kruger, they seem to be coming along. Arthur Jones, I should not leave out, and some others. And then also in the defensive backfield, there seems to be a lot more obvious depth. If Dominic Foxworth can get back healthy, and we'll hear from him coming up in about 30 minutes, and Shockey Brown can come along, and Jimmy Smith is going to play. Guys like Lardarius Webb and Chris Carr, who were starters at points last year, are now either going to be starters or rotating in some form of sub package or nickelback package.
Yeah, no, it's having great depth. You know, I was asked out there today, hey, is that your first group? You know, because they said put the ones out there, and there wasn't, you know, coach didn't see the normal jerseys he saw, and I said, yeah, that's our ones, you know, and it wasn't the ones he was talking about. But I look at the room, and you know, the thing about the depth is those guys, the starters, can't go every play. You know, they need a blow. You know, those defensive linemen, they're fighting their butts off in the trenches. They got to have a blow. So having a Paul Kruger, you know, a Sergio Kindle, Art Jones, a rookie and Pernell McPhee coming every day and getting better. Now you put those guys in the game, and your drop-off is minute. You know, some teams, they put guys in, and the drop-off is so huge they can't play solid defense. We got legitimate guys that can go out there and put out the fire in the front seven and in the back. So we're in a pretty good situation right now.
The depth at corner this year and your MO, and everyone says Chuck Pagano is going to bring the heat. I'm sure it factors into your personnel that you're lining up against, the opponent, and what you have going for you that week as far as health and other things, what dictates what's going to be a more aggressive week as opposed to another. But what you have right now going for you, is this the kind of group that you feel you can be aggressive with?
Absolutely. You know, the front seven that we have, and then the guys in the back end. You know, Ozzie and them, they went out and got us, you know, put the pieces of the puzzle together for us, and we got guys back there that, and they know, and they understand, you know, the expectations and accountability that comes with playing the position that, you know, we want to dictate the tempo of the game, you know, and we're going to put them in a situation where they're going to be asked to play a lot of tight coverage, you know, be out there on the island, so to speak, and they're just the men to do the job, you know, and we have a bunch of them that can do it, and they're eager to go out there and show everybody that they can, and we're gonna put pressure on people, and I think if you look back at, you know, at last year, you know, we didn't create enough second and longs. You know, on first down, you got to force some negative yardage plays, and I think that's where we got to be, you know, a little bit more aggressive and create more second and longs and get them in third and long, and then cut our guys loose.
There's nothing like cornerback in the NFL. Inevitably, on this show, we'll have people say Ozzie Newsome didn't bring enough depth at corner. Well, you look around the league, and the drop off is pretty solid from the top corners in the league to the second tier to the third tier to the guys just hanging around. It's maybe the toughest position outside of quarterback in this league. Coming from the secondary, being that coach here over the last few years, does that give you maybe a better understanding on A, how to deal with it, and B, what you actually have out there in your assessment?
Absolutely, because I can just tell. I can look at those guys, you know, and look at what we've been calling, and I can see where they're at from a physical and mental standpoint, you know, and having been back there, I understand, you know, when to give them a down off, you know. And a down off may not be coming out of the game, but it may not be single coverage. It may not be, you know, not having Ed in the middle of the field, you know, so to speak. So, you know, those guys, they need a break every now and then. But, again, it goes back to the depth. You know, we've got a ton of guys that can play and go out there and spell guys, just like we got guys in the front seven that can go spell guys. So, you know, having been back there, I understand what they're going through down after down after down. And they also know that, you know, guys are going to make some plays. You know, those guys on the other side, you know, in the different color helmets and jerseys, they get paid too. They get scholarships too, is what we used to say in college, you know. So they're going to make some play. As long as we make them earn it, you know, they're going to make some great throws and some great catches. Forget it, you know.
Ravens first-year defensive coordinator Chuck Pagano joining us here on WBAL. I want to ask you about a couple of young players before we let you go. But Jimmy Smith and his development, is it what you saw on tape in college? Is it what you expected? Tell us about Jimmy up to this point.
You know, he's, you know, obviously had a slow start because he, you know, he came in and sustained a, you know, a few nagging injuries. But, you know, since he's come back, you know, he's pushing himself. You know, he stayed with the playbook. He was learning what to do. Terrell Austin's done a great job with him as far as the mental part of it. But it ain't the same, you know, not being out there playing. You know, so we got him a little taste, you know, against the Eagles, and he'll get a, you know, he's going to get more reps this week. But just looking at him at practice, you can just see, you know, he's a very confident, you know, very confident player.
You need to be at that position, don't you?
Absolutely, and he's got that swagger, but he also understands, you know, this is a different level, and he's got to be on point at all times. And so, you know, it's fun watching him. You know, his development and maturation, and just on a daily basis, and he's going to be everything and more. We thought when we looked at him. You know?
Paul Kruger looked great against the Eagles, from my vantage point. Your thoughts on Paul?
Paul's been doing a great job. You know, Paul's got it. You know, he sees a chance. You know, to get on the field, and he's taking every opportunity. You know, he's taking advantage of all those opportunities that he's getting, and he's an explosive, you know, athletic guy. And he's bought in, he's dove into the playbook, and he knows what to do. And, you know, when you know what to do and you're not thinking out there, you just play faster.
Yeah.
And so going into, his third year here, I guess that's
third year.
You know, he's not sitting there trying to figure out, you know, what the call is and what his job is anymore. He's just lining up and, you know, getting in the best track stance that he's gotten, getting after the quarterback. So that's great.
Pernell McPhee on the practice field looks like a beast at times, the rookie out of Mississippi State. Your thoughts on Pernell? Can he contribute this year, maybe?
Absolutely. He's like a, you know, rolling ball of butcher knives out there, you know. He's unbelievable. All he does is make plays, you know. And being young, he's going to make some mistakes, you know, here and there. We know that. But as long as they're going full speed and they're giving great effort, he's got great toughness, he's a smart kid, he's picking things up really well. You saw he's very active, and, you know, he's going to be good against the run. And then on, you know, third down in sub situations, we put him in, you know, whether it's inside or outside, he can rush passer.
And maybe the most intriguing storyline for this entire team so far in training camp has to be Sergio Kindle getting back out there. Were you pleased with what you saw game one?
Yeah. You know, Sergio, you know, once we had a chance to look at the tape, you know, the biggest thing we were looking for, you know, coming off of, you know, the deals he's been through with the fall and things like that, was, you know, was he going to, you know, be a little bit hesitant, you know, out there? And we had two or three shots on tape where it was, the play was away from him, and there was just a blur streaking across the screen and fitting into a pile and sticking his face
in
there.
And you still saw that speed?
Absolutely. I mean, you looked at practice. At practice yesterday, you know, they're running a ton of bootlegs with Tyrod, and Tyrod's got to be, you know, a 4-5 kid at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he broke the pocket, and for Sergio, you know, it was a bootleg, so Sergio was closing, put a foot in the ground, took a pursuit angle and caught him on the sideline before he made the first down. So he's got speed, he's explosive, you know, and you know, there's going to be a spot for him. We'll find a role for him.
Chuck Pagano, the Ravens' first-year defensive coordinator, right into the fire here a couple weeks into training camp. Preseason game number two coming up on Friday. Chuck, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That's Ravens' defensive coordinator, Chuck Pagano. Back with more next year from the Castle on WBAL.